Hey, this is Eric Anderson. I want to thank you for taking the time to invest in the Ultimate Passionpreneur Blueprint. This is the first audio in the program, the Passionpreneur Mindset, okay? I also want to say you've made an incredible decision that would not only completely, totally, positively transform your life, will allow you to share your unique message with the world and impact the lives of people worldwide. So exactly what is a passionpreneur? Before I explain it, let me say the old model of just building a business, creating a business just to benefit you is dead, all right? And those who have not adopting or have not adopted the new model will find themselves totally lost. So here's the definition of a passionpreneur. Someone who has plugged into their passion and turned it into a profitable business while positively contributing to other people's lives. Passionpreneurs come from all walks of life and represent an endless number of businesses and business models. All right. So here are a couple of passionpreneurs you might be familiar with, some of which are like really, really popular, some are less popular, but still equally successful. Let's start with one that everybody seems to know. That's Oprah Winfrey. Okay. Oprah's basically made a $1 billion fortune telling her story. And her story has been told many times, but she's made a fortune not only telling her story, but providing a platform for other people to tell and share their stories, all right? And that's created a $1 billion empire for her. One of my favorite passionpreneurs, his name is Robert Weiland. He goes by simply Weiland. He's the world's premier marine life artist, and he became a passionpreneur through art. He started painting life-size whales on the side of buildings around the world to help raise awareness for the environment, all right? You actually might be familiar with a lot of his work, or at least have seen his work. His name is Weiland, Robert Weiland. And some say, I'm not exactly sure about this, but he's possibly the most successful artist of all time. And what's important about his story is he's helping a cause. They're very, very important, okay? He is also very, very niche. He doesn't paint birds. He paints marine life, all right? Two very, very important points in becoming a passionpreneur. And we'll talk about those on future audio programs. Another one you might be a little more familiar with, his name is Blake Mycoskie. He's the founder of Tom's Shoes, okay? For every, and his business model, for every pair bought, for every pair of shoes that are bought, right, another pair of shoes is given to a child in need. To date, as this has been recorded, his business has given over 10 million pairs of shoes to children in need. I mean, that's a wow. And Blake Mycoskie is a passionpreneur, all right? Now those are passionpreneurs that are somewhat famous, that have a little bit of celebrity, and people tend to know about them, but there's tons of passionpreneurs out there, all right? When I think about woman entrepreneurs, which is a huge movement right now, and it's just exploding, and it's a beautiful movement of woman entrepreneurs and women starting businesses, improving businesses. It's just, it's explosive. But I think of a couple people. I think of Vicki Irving. She's a coach for women entrepreneurs. She's also a passionpreneur. I think of Susan Evans, okay? She's also Suzanne Evans. I'm sorry, that's Suzanne Evans. In addition to working with entrepreneurs, she also works with women. A fabulous story, incredible personality. Need to definitely check out those two people. I also think of my friend and mentor, Waheed Kishore, also known as Mr. Tycoon. He's a real estate passionpreneur, and he teaches people how to invest in real estate, how to improve their lives investing in real estate. So you could, from health to fitness to financial services to music, there are people all over the world that have plugged into their passion in every category that you can imagine, all right? So my story is very simple. I had the dream of becoming I just want to share a little of my story because it's instructive on lots of different levels, but also since I'm the ultimate passionpreneur, all right, I think I should share my story with you briefly. So originally from San Diego, California, born and raised in San Diego. I live in Atlanta, Georgia now. And when I was a little kid, I had the dream of becoming a professional magician, okay? And I love the art of magic. Someone taught me a very simple magic trick when I was, I think, about 5 years old, and I totally fell in love with the art. Bought my first magic book when I was about 6 years old and started performing when I was 13 years old, and I started street performing. And give you a quick heads up, I still street perform today as a hobby. It's something I love to do, and being a passionpreneur allows me to pursue that as a hobby in addition to the other shows I do all around the world. So anyway, I turned my passion for the art of magic into a profitable business. It actually turned into an official business when I was 24 years old, and that's when I became financially independent, okay? All the income I was generating at that time in my life was based on me being an entrepreneur, me being a passionpreneur, following my passion, doing something that I love to do, but turning it into a business. So during this time, I'm traveling around the world, entertaining at events like Super Bowl parties, the Olympic Games, corporate events, association meetings for lots of corporations. And I was living my dream. I was living my dream life. I was performing. That's what I wanted to do. I was a passionpreneur. That's what I wanted to do. And about eight years into my career, a friend of mine suggested that I share my personal story with my audiences. Now, you may have heard a little bit of this because depending on how you invested in this system, I probably shared my story from the stage, or perhaps you've been to a website and saw it or read it. But it's very simple. I grew up in foster care in California's child welfare system. I grew up in foster homes and group homes from pretty much the time I was born until I aged out of care at the age of 18. So that's the story she suggested I share it with my audiences. And like a lot of people who have a story, I did what a lot of people do. I said, well, why? Like, why would I share my story with other people? Like, really, like, who cares, you know? And she kind of sat me down and she said, Eric, no, you've done some incredible things with your life. And I think a lot of people can benefit from your story. And so, you know, I mean, we went back and forth with this for a while. And I just said, nobody wants to. And I said, well, okay, look, I'll test it, right? I'll try it. So I was doing a show and I came up with a little routine, a little way of presenting the story for that first time. And when I did, I was absolutely thunderstruck and blown away by the response. People surrounding me want to know how I was able to accomplish the things I've accomplished, how I was living the life I was currently living. I was literally blown away. This was the first time that none of the questions had anything to do with how I performed the illusions I perform in my show. Instead, everybody wanted to know how they could do something similar. And that's when I became known as the magician with the message. So from there, in addition to performing and entertaining audiences, I shared a motivational message through my signature keynote presentation, The Magic of Attitude. Now, I did this for corporations, I did this for groups, and I do this for groups all over just primarily in the United States, but I've traveled all over the world doing it. But my main focus is working with social workers, foster parents, and youth in foster care. Okay. The reason I picked that particular market, because I have an affinity with that market. I have a story that they can relate to. So my story is their story. So that's when I became a true, true passionpreneur at that moment, because not only was I benefiting, my audiences were benefiting, and I was benefiting the lives of foster youth all over the place through my speaking engagements, my audio programs, the workshops, trainings I was doing for foster parents, social workers, and obviously for youth. So that's when I became a passionpreneur. So there's my story. But this audio CD is very, very important because there are 18 key traits that passionpreneurs share. And if you already possess these traits, that's great. If there's some you need to work on, you need to implement them in your life immediately. So I'm going to go through the list. And I'll just kind of explain the 18 different traits. First, the first trait is simply being great at what you do, being good at what you do. Now, what's interesting about being good is you don't need to be the best in the world, okay? You just need to be good. I mean, what you need to be, working on your craft and good, but you need to be good at it, okay? You need to be good at what you do. That's one of the key traits passionpreneurs have. In addition to having passion, they are actually good at whatever it is that they like to do. So that's trait number one, being good. The second one is, now think about this. People could be good at what they do, but not love what they do. So it's also important that you love what you do. Now, does that mean you will love every single moment of it? No. I travel all over the country. I'm on planes. I'm flying. I'm in rental cars. I'm in hotels. And I like a lot of that, but I don't necessarily love the travel. There's headaches in it, okay? Sometimes flights are delayed. Sometimes cars have broken down on the road. So it doesn't mean I necessarily love every single moment of it, but I love what I do, okay? And it's important that you at least follow your passion. And there's an incredible speaker, business coach. His name is Dan Sullivan. He's the founder of an organization called Strategic Coach. He's a leading coach for high-end entrepreneurs. And one of the things he talks about is working within your unique ability. Okay? Working within your unique ability. So my unique ability, and it's expanded obviously, but my unique ability was performing and entertaining and speaking to crowds. That's my unique ability. So everything I do is kind of geared around that. So I'm essentially staying in my lane. All right. So you want to focus on your unique ability, be great at what you do, but also love what you do, but being flexible and not, and realizing you're not going to love every single moment of everything. All right. But the key is to focus and to move your life into an area where you are focusing your energies on what you love to do. All right. And doing less of what you dislike to do and focusing your energies on what you love to do, and have other people who have unique abilities in those other areas that you don't necessarily like, and let them and let those people handle those areas. All right. So that's loving what you do. The third trait that passionpreneurs share is they use their success to contribute to other people's lives in a positive way. All right. I always say positive way, or transform positively, because you could impact people's lives in a negative way. All right. People have done that. But this is about being a passionpreneur. It's using your success to contribute to other people's lives in a positive way. So if we go back to Robert Weiland, the premier marine life artist, you know, he contributes to other people's lives by helping improve the environment. Okay. When you look at Tom's Shoes, they contribute to other people's lives by giving, in addition to everything else they do, but giving pairs of shoes to children in need worldwide. Okay. So the third trait is using your success and building your business around a model that allows you to contribute to other people. All right. And I want to say this again. The fourth trait that passionpreneurs share, and this is going to sound like the third trait, but it's a little different, and it's creating win-win situations for everyone involved in every aspect of your business. Okay. I've been in business now for 20 years, and I started, business 1994, whatever it is, but I've been in business now for 20 years. And during that 20-year span, during that 20-year period, I've had people try to take advantage of me. I've had people take advantage of me. And I would always say to myself, like, why would they do that? Like, why would they create a situation where only they win and I lose? Okay, that's not a good way to do business. A better model and a more effective model, and a model that allows people to sleep well at night and move forward in life and not have to worry about things like karma, is creating win-win situations for everyone involved. So, you know, if you're writing a contract, write the contract so everybody wins, not just you. All right. So you want to create win-win situations. That's the fourth of the 18 passionpreneur traits. Number five, and this is important because a lot of people have hangups about this, and that's simply not being afraid to make money. Okay? A business is about profiting financially. That's how it's measured. It's measured in dollar units. Okay? So not being afraid to make money. A lot of people have hangups about making money, and as you find, as you move along this journey of becoming a passionpreneur, doing something that you'd love to do, you're going to find that, you know, the money that you can make can be like amazing. And if you're kind of new to the business, or if you've already been in business for a while as an entrepreneur, you know, I mean, you can make exceptional, extreme amounts of money doing what you love. And it's fantastic. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with profiting. Okay. I'd also like to point out, there's four ways to profit from anything in life, but a business is about profiting financially. Okay. That's one way to profit. You could profit emotionally, just by feeling good, by doing whatever it is you're doing. You could profit spiritually by contributing back, which is what we're doing. And you could profit intellectually, learning something in the process. So there's four ways you can profit as a passionpreneur, okay? But at the same time, you want to make sure that you're profiting financially, because the financial end of it is what allows you to contribute to other people's lives, all right? So if you look at Oprah as an example, one of the passionpreneurs I mentioned earlier, the reason that she could provide this platform, this massive, huge platform for other people to share their story, share their message, and therefore those people benefit, is because she was profiting financially. She had the vehicle to make that happen. If she didn't have the money to do it, she wouldn't have the platform. It just wouldn't happen. So the fifth passionpreneur trait is not being afraid to make money. It's okay. It's okay. That's what a business does. All right. So number six, very, very important. And I've seen a lot of people really screw this up. And it's being congruent in your personal life and your business life, and not being afraid to be transparent. Not being afraid to be transparent. Now, being transparent doesn't mean you need to, you know, share your entire life story with the world and go into, you know, all the challenges that you've had. That's the path that I've decided to take, and it's worked out well for me. But by transparent and congruent, I mean, you know, walk your talk. I mean, there's a lot of business owners, there's a lot of people out there that present themselves one way in front of the world, okay? And as soon as you go backstage, as soon as you go behind the curtain, or as soon as interact with them in their personal life, you start to realize that they're not being congruent. They're not walking their talk, okay? And that's just complete BS, bullshit, nonsense. And I get passionate when I talk about it, because there's no need to do it. You need to be congruent. Okay. You need to be congruent in your personal life and your business life. So not being afraid to be transparent. And another reason why you want to be congruent is with the, with technology, the way it is now, you know, people are easily exposed, and quickly with the internet now, quickly exposed. So as a business principle, being congruent in your business life and your personal life, and not being afraid to be transparent, not being afraid to have cameras on you, so to speak. And, it's a powerful strategy. And I learned about the strategy, as a magician. There's a principle called internal scripting. And in the art of magic, when I present an illusion for an audience, when I say, let's say, make a coin disappear from my hand, what I'm doing as far as sleight of hand needs to be congruent with what I'm thinking inside in order to present an effective piece of magic. All right. So being congruent is very, very powerful, and it's very, very important. And it also makes you, you know, not only transparent, it makes you real. It makes you ethical. Okay. That's the word I'm looking for. It makes you ethical. So being congruent is the sixth trait of the 18. All right. Number seven, and that's incredible energy. All right. It's important that you have incredible energy for your business, all right? It's important that you move through life with a purpose, all right? You move through life with a purpose. So I think of it this way. When I'm arriving someplace with friends or whatever, I want them kind of silently thinking to themselves, wow, where did he come from or where is he going? Because he's excited, right? It just doesn't seem like there's that much energy here, but he's excited about what he's doing. So don't be afraid to have incredible energy about what you do, because energy is contagious. Enthusiasm is contagious. And you want to add that to your life. You want to add that to your business because it's important. As soon as people see that you're energetic and enthusiastic about what you're doing, they want to jump on board, okay? So the fourth trait is being energized about what you do and not being ashamed of it and moving through life with a purpose, okay? That's the seventh trait. The eighth trait is realizing your past does not equal your future. Very, very important. Coming from, now we all have stories, we all have backgrounds, and had I let my past dictate my future, you would not be listening to this audio program right now. Or maybe a better way of saying it, you wouldn't hear me doing it, okay? Perhaps somebody else might be doing it, but you would not hear me doing it. So do not let your past equal your future. If I believed all the nonsense, all the BS, all the junk that people try to compact and fill my brain with, you know, I would be paralyzed and wouldn't do anything. Your past does not equal your future, all right? So that's the eighth trait. Number nine is not doing something just for the money. Now, this does not conflict with number five. A business is definitely about profiting, but you don't want to be forced in a position for doing it just for the money. If somebody asks you to do something that's not in line with your value system, then simply do not do it. That's the benefit of being a passionpreneur, right? And being a successful passionpreneur, you don't have to put yourself in a position to do something that you really don't want to do, okay? So if something is not in line with your value system, then don't do it. Matter of fact, recently, about a month and a half ago, I was in negotiation with a group about, you know, presenting my signature program for their association. And obviously, they did not understand who I am or what a passionpreneur is, because again, they wrote the contract in a very one-sided way, right? Where they wanted to benefit, but they didn't want me to benefit. Okay, and you know, I just walked away from the deal. It didn't matter to me. It didn't hurt my life any at all. You know, I mean, it may have hurt me in the sense that I would not be able to impact those people, positively impact that particular audience. But I wasn't doing it for the money. Okay. Because I know where opportunity comes from. I know how to create opportunity and I know there's something else right around the corner. And sure enough, there was. So I didn't have to, lower myself to go do something just for the money. And to be straight up and honest, over the years, I have done things just for the money and felt horrible for it. Okay. I mean, cause I, you know, at the time needed money to pay the bills and I would, you know, kind of discount my service. I would, you know, just, I would always do things ethically. I would always do things, with energy and enthusiastic, right? But I was doing it because I needed the money. So you don't want to do that. Passionpreneurs don't do that. You put yourself in a position where you do stuff that's in line with your value system and in line with your beliefs. Very, very important. That's number nine. The 10th trait is doing what you want, when you want, how you want, on your own terms, without fear what anybody thinks of it. Okay, let me say it again. Doing what you want, when you want, how you want, on your own terms, without fear of what anybody else thinks of it, and that's it. Okay, that's a passionpreneur mindset. Again, not being desperate for opportunity, which is number 11, putting yourself into a position of not being desperate for opportunity. And we're going to talk about later, you know, as the audio program continues, we're going to talk about ways you can put yourself in a position through marketing and sales and understanding exactly how to organize and put everything together, defining your unique ability. And trust me, when everything is put together, when the system is followed, people are going to be beating down your door for your product and service. And we'll explain that. So that's number 11, not being desperate for opportunity. Number 10, again, just to recap, was doing what you want, when you want, how you want, on your own terms, without fear of what anybody thinks of it. And the reason you could do it without fear of what anybody thinks is because you're doing it ethically. Okay, you're helping people. So that's number 10. And remember, number 11 is desperate for opportunity. Okay, not being desperate for opportunity. Number 12, okay, not being afraid of hard work. All right, you know, you will work hard as a passionpreneur. You will put energy into what you're doing. That's very, very important. You don't start a business. You don't become a passionpreneur. You don't become an entrepreneur, however you want to define it, without putting in the work. Okay. Now, there's definitely what, you know, I call the part-time passionpreneur, but regardless of what it is you're doing, you need to work hard at it. Okay. You're going to put in some time. But that's what makes it fun. And what makes it fun is you're doing something that you have a passion about. So it's not work in the traditional sense, but you're going to have to put some energy. You're going to have to put some equity sweat into what you're doing. Okay. So that's number 12, not being afraid of hard work. Number 13 is being dedicated and becoming a master of your craft. All right, a master of your craft. One thing I learned through the art of magic is practice. Okay, now we've all heard the expression "practice makes perfect." Well, that's not entirely correct, right? The phrase assumes you're practicing it correctly, but you want to become a master of your craft. You want to study the past. You want to study what people have done before you. You want to study where things are going. You want to study the now, and you want to continually, you want to always improve what you're doing. One of my favorite motivational speakers and thought leaders is Anthony Robbins, Tony Robbins. And he has a wonderful phrase in his book. I believe the name of the book is Awaken the Giant Within. He has a principle he calls CANI, C-A-N-I. And it's an acronym for constant and never-ending improvement, okay? You want to start where you are, but you want to always improve. You always want to improve. So you want to become dedicated to mastering your craft. Like one of my passions is street performing, okay? It was one of my first venues I worked as a kid to get my chops down, but I love it because it's the purest form of the art form. All right, because I don't have the credibility. I don't have the crowds. People don't know that I've written books. People don't know I put on huge seminars. People don't know I've performed at the White House and done all that type of stuff. They don't know any of that stuff. All they see is a guy out there, and it forces me to work on my craft and always, always improve. That's why I absolutely love it. So number 13 is being dedicated and becoming a master of your craft, always improving what you're doing. All right. Number 14 is important, and a lot of people miss this, and I want to say it a couple times. Bulletproof to the critics. Let me say it again. Bulletproof to the critics. Let me say it again. Bulletproof to the critics. As you move through life, as you embrace your passionpreneur journey, a lot of people are going to come out of the woodworks and criticize what you're doing. You have to become bulletproof to that criticism, okay? People are going to attempt to take you off your path. People are going to attempt to knock you down. People are going to attempt to derail you. Some believe they're doing the correct thing, okay? But a lot of times, your critics are people that just, you know, silently just really don't want to see you succeed. And you have to become bulletproof to that because they're going to talk about things you're doing. They're going to criticize. There's nothing wrong with criticism as long as they provide a solution. And you're going to find they're not providing solutions. They're just criticizing. So that's what the Ultimate Passionpreneur Mastermind Group is about. And we'll talk about that at a later date. but having constructive criticism to move your passionpreneur business forward. Okay, but you got to become bulletproof to the critics, because people are going to come out, they're going to say things you don't like, and it's, you know, it's tough sometimes to move beyond it, but you got to move beyond it. You must put on your bulletproof vest and become bulletproof to those comments and some of the things that they're going to say. All right. Number 15, one of my favorites, and it's called no ego. All right. You got to take your ego out of the equation. So let's look at the word ego. If you take the word ego and remove the G, you have E and O, and E and O stands for endless opportunity. Okay. When you remove your ego from the equation, you have just opened yourself up to endless opportunity. Early in life, when I found myself in challenging situations, and my ego was somehow mixed into those situations, I found it more difficult to find the solution. Okay, as soon as I was able to take my ego out of the situation, okay, I then opened myself up to endless opportunity. So you must remove your ego. No ego in the equation. Take your ego out of the equation, get rid of the G, and you have endless opportunity. All right. So that's number 15. Number 16 is starting where you stand. Understanding it's more important to get started than to be perfect. So you want to start where you stand. A lot of what holds people back is they're too busy trying to be perfect instead of trying to get moving. Okay. You're not going to have everything in place. Everything's not going to be in order. Okay. That's not how a passionpreneur works. That's not how business works. That's not how entrepreneurs work. Passionpreneurs work in such a way that you start with what you have and you build from there. Okay. You start with what you have and you build from there. So it's important to understand you must start where you stand. Start where you stand. Start where you're at right now. One of my mentors has what he calls the rule of 24. And when I learned it, it's very simple, but it's a powerful concept. And it's the rule of 24. And it simply states, you know, once you have a goal, once you have something you need to do, you need to either get it accomplished in 24 hours or do something towards its accomplishment within 24 hours. So take that first step within 24 hours. That will help you create positive momentum in achieving your goals as a passionpreneur. There's positive momentum and there's also something called negative momentum. Positive momentum moves you forward, and believe it or not, procrastination, negative momentum, it doesn't keep you in place. It actually moves you backwards, okay? So you have to start where you stand, start where you're at, and you wanna start the momentum. You wanna start, you know, taking small steps, and those small steps will slowly build into a snowball of accomplishment, all right? So the rule of 24, starting where you stand, is very, very important. That's number 16. Okay, this number 17, okay, out of the 18 traits that passionpreneurs share, and that's being committed to learning the skills you need to succeed, okay? Now, you know, being a passionpreneur is not just doing what you love to do. There's other skill sets you need to learn how to do, one of which is delegate, all right? So you need other skills in order to be a successful passionpreneur. People that fail at what they want to do, it's because they don't learn additional skills. They think they could just go out there and be good at whatever it is that they do, and they're going to be successful, and that's the biggest lie on the planet, and I'm not here to tell you that. No, there's other skills that you need that either you do it or somebody else does it, but it cannot not be done, okay? That's a quote from Lloyd Irving, okay? Either you do it, somebody else does it, but it cannot not get done, all right? So you must be committed to learning the skills you need to succeed. And I'll use myself as an example. When I was first starting out, when I say first starting out, in business, and I've been doing, you know, what I love to do, the art of magic, since I was a little kid. But when I first turned it into a business, when I was 23, 24, when I started to move in that direction, I thought, right, it was taught to me that if you just be good, if you're just good at it, people will find you and want to hire you just because you're good. Well, that's not the way it works, because there's other skills that you need to have in place in order to have the people find you, okay? And people only know that you're good at whatever it is you do after they've experienced your unique ability, after they experience what your passion is, okay? After they've experienced it. That's when they become a fan of yours. But they don't do it before, they experience it after. So trust me, there's other skills that you need to learn, that you need to succeed, and we'll share those key skills with you in this audio program. And finally, number 18, the final trait that passionpreneurs share, and I already know you already have this trait because you've invested in this program, and that's simply ongoing and continuing education, okay? School is never out for the pro. Let me say that again. School is never out for the pro. You want to always, always continue your education, okay? That kind of goes back to mastering your craft, okay? But there's other skills that you need to learn, the one we just talked about, but you want to continue this process. It doesn't end. It's an ongoing process, your ongoing continuing education. And I found, and you'll find this the same way, the more you educate yourself, when I say education, I mean education in specialized skill sets, right? Based around your package, based around your passion, and based on the things you need to do to improve your passion, you know, the other skills you need to learn, specialized knowledge. But when you take that ongoing education, that specialized knowledge, and put everything together, you will always profit. You will always continue to improve your life, your business, which allows you to continue and improve the lives of people in your industry. So there you have it. Those are the 18 success traits that passionpreneurs share. And I'll go over them real quick here. I'm not going to go through all the detail, but number one is being great at what you do. Number two is loving what you do and understanding that loving what you do doesn't mean you're going to love every single minute of it. Number three is using your success to contribute to other people's success, okay? Number four is creating win-win-win situations for everybody involved in your business, okay? Number five is not being afraid to profit, not being afraid to make money. Remember, there's four ways you can profit. You can profit financially, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually, and that's what a passionpreneur does. They profit in all four categories, but you cannot be afraid to profit financially. A lot of people profit in the other three categories, but they're afraid to profit financially because of belief systems and so on. So if you have those challenges, you got to work through that. You can't be afraid to make the money. Number six is being congruent. Number seven is energy. You need incredible energy with what you do. Number eight is realizing your past does not equal your future. Number nine is not doing something just for the money, not doing it. If it doesn't fall in line with your value system, don't do it. Okay. Doing what you want. Number 10 is doing what you want, when you want, how you want, on your own terms without fear or caring what anybody thinks of it. Okay. Number 11 is do not be desperate for opportunity. Okay. Put yourself in a position where you're not desperate for opportunity. Number 12 is not being afraid of hard work, okay? Number 13 is become dedicated and becoming a master of your craft. Number 14 is you gotta become bulletproof to the critics. Number 15 is no ego. Remember the word ego, remove the G, you got E and O, endless opportunity. Number 16 is starting where you stand. Number 17 is committed to learning the new skills that will allow you to succeed. And number 18 is ongoing and continuing education, investing in programs like this, mastermind groups, and continuing that education process, because that's where all the profit's at, all right? So there you have it. This is the first audio. This is the first audio in the Ultimate Passionpreneur Success Blueprint, and this is the Passionpreneur Mindset. So there you have it. You have the 18 steps, the 18 mindset shifts that you must make if you don't have them already, that they must be a part of. You want to tattoo them on your brain. You want to make those 18 passionpreneur mindset strategies a part of your daily life, a part of your business life, a part of every single thing you do, because those are the 18 steps. The 18, I shouldn't say steps, but the 18 strategies, mindset strategies that will move you forward and get you past the challenges when you are faced with challenges. Because let's face it, life has challenges. As a passionpreneur, you're going to have challenges. But those 18 key success strategies will move you past those challenges, so you too will become the ultimate passionpreneur and rock star in your industry. So first, I want to thank you for listening to the first audio. Listen to this a couple times, two or three times. Write down the 18 key strategies. Read them. Go over them. And the ones that are not already a part of your life, take those and incorporate those in your life. Remember the rule of 24. Okay, you want to give yourself 24 hours. So just start to take action and put those. Success strategies, mindset strategies into your life. So this is the first audio. Thanks for listening. Listen to it a couple more times. Write down the 18 mindset shifts and then move to the second audio. Thank you for listening. This is Eric Anderson.